Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit and welcome to the 22nd episode of GG Over Easy. In today's video, we talk about a couple things. We start out.
Is today the 22nd episode or is it 23?
22nd. Because I was confused last time, but the last one was 21.
Oh, okay. I thought this was 23.
The fact that we don't know is kind of sad. But hey, I mean, after like we hit double digits and it's like,
just a podcast.
Another now. One. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just ring them out. Yeah. Except
bada,
we miss them.
Bada bing, bada boom. We missed a couple weeks, but that's okay. It's not important. This episode, we talk about the Destiny 2 puzzle.
And puzzles in general. How many we've done.
And for about 20 minutes, I was just so confused.
Yeah, it's really confusing. But yeah. We learn.
Hopefully it's solved by now. Again, because we're also headed to PAX South, so we'll be gone this weekend. Then we talked about some games coming in the future. Mm-hmm. Rob had a question.
Thank you for saying it was a question.
Even after an answer.
I guess it was a tweet.
He was still confused, even though...
I tweeted a tweet.
He tweeted the wow, that's what you do.
Yeah, I tweeted a tweet.
Wow, yes. Okay. He tweeted a tweet. We answered some Patreon questions, all that kind of stuff. We do what we do. We love you guys.
We'll see you at PAX South.
More or less. Hello, you've tried to reach GG Over Easy.
Oh.
We can't come to the phone right now because we're at PAX South 2020.
Woo, woo, woo.
But in the meantime, you have this podcast. It's like we aren't gone at all.
But we just recorded it in the past.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a thing. You can do that.
Well, you have to solve this like puzzle that's time gated and then you get to,
tough because you're like, all the pieces have to be here. But little did you know, the box is missing that one edge, edge piece. And you have to wait until the software or the publishers.
Come on.
Distributors. I don't know. Sends you the piece.
Are wait, so Jigsaw is people who make them. Do they make the picture first and then cut it, or do they cut and then put the picture?
It's definitely picture first. I thought you were about to say, like, do they just have a whole bunch of pieces and paint them separately and then stick them together and be like, wow, it works.
No, I know how like it works. I'm sure like I just didn't know if they like the robot machine did the zzzz and then like cut it all up and made the things. And then they paint like over that or like, and then it puts
Fellows,
a picture over it.
Do they 3D print paint?
Oh my God, shut your mouth.
I am almost positive. At least this would seem like the easier way is you print the picture first. Because if you cut first, then you're going to have the contours. And then when you try and paint, it could bleed or like, I could possibly not.
But then like, if you cut first, you get every kind of nook and cranny. You know what I mean? Because like, if you cut it first, you may like burn some of the pieces off. I think they may cut first actually. I think
you have a good point.
Yeah. See, I don't want to, you don't want to burn the picture because they have to.
Let's just never forget. This should be one of those things, you know, it's always like.
Have you ever solved a big puzzle?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, okay. What's a big puzzle?
Like 1,000, at least 1,000 pieces.
I think so. Once.
Really? In high school or something?
I think middle school. My mom had a puzzle phase, so I was like, oh, I'll get a puzzle.
What was it? The puzzle of?
They're pretty boring. I want to say it was Batman. Something Batman. Just we Batman went to Walmart related. And I just got like the biggest pieces that wasn't just like the prairie or something.
Like, wow.
Down on the prairie.
Down yonder.
It's always like the big ones are always just old prairies, Wild West, or like
Oregon
winterscapes.
Trail.
Oregon Trail.
That was one of the coolest games ever. Did you ever do a puzzle, Blue?
I've done plenty of puzzles.
Really?
I mean, like a huge.
Yeah, I'm talking puzzle. Like at least 1,000 pieces. That's a big puzzle to me.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before. Wow.
What's the biggest?
I don't know. I just 20K? Remember doing like this. It was this Thomas the Tank Engine puzzle. Because I was a huge, as a kid, I was balls deep just on, like, that was my, that's my lore.
Oh, really? That's your
ODG. Whenever I need to look back at my childhood, I just, anything positive, I can never find it. But usually Thomas the Tank Engine is the one bright light of my childhood.
So in your anime moments, when you have flashbacks, is it a loose picture of Thomas the Tank? Like, you can it's do just it,
Thomas,
Blue. Yeah,
Thomas the Tank Engine is my all might.
Oh my god!
Never stop chugging.
Is that weird that never Thomas the Train freaked me out? Like I never liked him as a kid. Really? Freaked
it's
me
a
out.
It's a little uncanny.
He's like kind of he's my sleep paralysis.
Uncanny
demon.
Valley moment, like with the human faces on trains.
Yeah, and then you like it cuts to him. And he's like,
yeah, I don't frowning. Like that. Yeah, and then he's singing rapping Biggie Smalls too. Yeah, not about it.
Bum bum dum bum bum bum.
It's funny we're talking about puzzles because I remember when Cindy and I first started dating. I was like, I'm going to impress her. I'm going to do something really cool. And I was like, something that's like totally different. And that you
150 piece puzzle. Let's do it.
No, it's worse. So like, I'm like, we're going to do something fun that like nobody does. So she thinks like, don't just play fucking video games all the time. I was like,
spoilers.
I was like, we're going to do this jigsaw puzzle. And I was like, and it's going to be of the Colorado 14ers. And I was like, this is going to be sick. And I was like, 1,000 piece puzzle. I was like, I show it to her. I like give it to her. And she's like, Rob, this is 1,000 pieces. I was like, yeah.
Rookie.
And she's like, have you ever done a puzzle? I was like, no. I was like, this will probably take us 2.5-3 hours. And she's like, 2.5 to 3 hours. She's like, all right. So we literally sit there on the hotel of our floor and just like, and like, I'm not kidding you, maybe.
Yeah, sort the edges first.
2 hours go by and we just finished like sorting the edges. And I was like, this was a mistake. I'm really. Do you want to go out to like dinner or a movie or something? This is a terrible idea. I'm sorry. And then we never did the puzzle ever again. We did finish it though, but like, I think 3 or 4 months later.
But you tried.
Exactly.
It's the thought.
Mm-hmm. But I would not recommend doing a 1,000 piece puzzle on like, I don't know, fifth date.
I wouldn't really recommend it unless you're really patient and had nothing better to do. I guess we're not that boring, but.
Well, I mean, it sounds better than like the Destiny 2 puzzles.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of puzzles.
Okay.
I've just been seeing the drama on Twitter.
Well, let's go to our resident Destiny 2 expert.
We know a guy.
Yes.
On the call here, hey, Blue Wesley, can you hear us?
Yeah, so if you guys don't know me, we're I play fans. A lot of Destiny 2.
We're big fans of you, yes.
Yeah, I'm big here to give you the Destiny 2 corner. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. That's the theme music.
Oh, we'll have to make like one.
Well, by the time that this video comes out, I imagine hopefully the puzzle is solved. Because as of this writing, almost no progress has been made at all since the puzzle came out.
I imagine progress not going to come out until reset.
But the progress isn't stopped because it's hard, right? The progress is stopped because they've stopped giving information, right? Or is it just like...
So the basic rundown here of the Corridor of Time puzzle is that you get a quest from Osiris. Osiris sends you into the corridors of time to explore.
Now, was this
completely random.
Okay, that's cool.
No one knew about this.
I like that.
So this quest comes out of nowhere. Everyone's like, what is this? You start the quest. Quest tells you to go into the corridors of time to go explore. And that's it. It doesn't tell you anything. No mission quests.
No
steps,
waypoint, like when you get in there?
No waypoint. You just kind of have to figure it out. So that's people... Cool. Figure out that you have to obviously there's symbols to doors in the corridors of time, which there already were symbols like if you play like the same 14 missions, but now the symbols are part of a puzzle. So people quickly figured out, okay, so in order to get to a certain room, we have to obviously go in a sequence of the symbols that correspond to the doors. These symbols start spawning on the obelisks that they were never there before. So people figured out the order of the symbols and the obelisks actually dictate like an order that you have to go into the doors in a sequence. And then it sends you to this little area with a grave and a sword and a ghost. And it gives you lore when you look down at the what is another puzzle right below that area that you go into.
So wait,
Puzzleception.
Yeah, I was gonna say that you solve a puzzle to find another puzzle.
Yeah. So we what we assume is a whole nother puzzle. Okay. So once you actually get into the room, there's you look down and there's a there's like a bunch of hexagons with a bunch of symbols.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bad with shapes.
And every single room, right? So every single hour, the symbols at the obelisks, which is how we get to this room in the first place, will change.
Mm-hmm.
So every single hour, which there are 19 of them now total, which are complete, you get 19 lore pieces when you go into those rooms.
Yeah,
every single time you go into those rooms and you look down at the hexagon symbols, every single time those hexagon symbols are different for every single time you go into the room, like depending on the hour.
Yeah.
So people have gathered those into what is apparently this magic hexagon puzzle that everyone is was hell-bent on, that this is how we solve the puzzle, which no one knows how to do yet, because really we again have made almost zero progress on solving any sort of puzzle yet.
The current theory could totally be wrong and not even
could totally be wrong.
Do you think it's currently wrong?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we won't know until it's done. It seems like... Okay, so to finish elaborating on this, because this is all very confusing if you don't play Destiny.
I mean, everybody plays Destiny, right?
Let me give you a quick TLDR of just how this works. So there's leading up to this long puzzle solving, there's basically two puzzles. One is the obelisks. We had to wait 19 hours for the obelisks to give us 19 lore pieces to get into the rooms, right?
Well, and didn't they like end up brute forcing it? Because then they were like, okay, well, we only have like 600 possibilities now. Let's just run through them and then we can maybe not have to wait for the 19th one, right?
They brute forced the final puzzle that we were supposed to have.
Oh, okay.
Which only gave us an emblem. So that was the first puzzle.
Let's go.
Is it a cool
that
emblem?
That was the first puzzle. The second puzzle, what everyone is assuming right now, is that all those obelisk symbols that got you into the room, every single time the hexagons at the bottom of the map are different. Those are 19 different hexagons that were given to you. And now everyone is trying to piece together how those interact with the 20th room, which is the final room that gives you the emblem. Because in that final room, everyone's symbols are different every single time the hour changes, and every single person. So like Datto's symbols that he sees are different from Fruit's, are different from Rob's, are different from mine.
Oh, they're not going to be up there. I'm not participating.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if you were participating, so everyone is assuming right now we have to, for some shape or for some reason, piece together as many of these maps as possible from the community to try and see if there's like any code that we can break.
Yeah, so like that's what I was gonna ask. So I see it's not even them looking at the hexagon that's in the middle of like the picture. They start to look at the hexagons on the outside of it, and then they try and combine them to make a painting.
So Datto and them were making the paintings of all like the 19 rooms, because each room has like symbols on each side that are like open and closed. So It's kind of like finding the edges to the puzzle pieces.
Now, right? what if the emblem is just that's all you get, and like that was the end of the puzzle?
So people were thinking that would be funny for the meme, but the quest itself is not complete after you.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't like it doesn't turn in or anything like that.
So there is a quest that nobody has completed yet, and that is what everyone's trying to find out.
The current
running theory is that, as when we gather enough community images to find like a pattern or something or duplicates, and I mean the theory right now,
that's wrong.
we really don't have a theory as of right now. It's more so just everyone trying to gather as much info as possible to see if we could like find a theory to latch onto.
All right, here's my theory, and I'm gonna state this for the record. This is while it hasn't been finished. and this is going to be correct.
Jar Jar was a Sith
Lord. I did call the that room in that one raid.
Oh my God.
I called that.
You literally said, there has to be something in this room.
Everyone called that.
No, I said, guys, I bet you jump on those little things down there. I said it. I remember it. And then it happened. And then I was like, I knew it. And then everyone was like, well, no, you didn't. I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway.
The sun will come out tomorrow. I bet I'm right. I called it.
So what I think it is there's certain doors you can go into, right? I think whatever like the hexagon shape fits, I think you have to be like in a fire team of three people or something. Is that the max you can go in with is three?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you go in with three people, and then I think it shows like a different kind of way to go in for everybody. And then you go back the way you came, and then you go through all the way to 18 or to 19, but when you get to 19, you take the door that your hexagon told you to take, and it takes you to a totally different place. And you win. And you get the icebreaker.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
Tuesday reset comes around, and it pretty much just gets solved for us. And the end.
Really? Okay, Niobe Labs too?
So, I personally think this is just a very deep puzzle that they've set up. I don't know if... like there's a labyrinth we have to go through based on the symbols we get. I don't know if we piece them all together and we get like a sequence that everyone has to use to finish. I don't know if like there's some other secret we haven't found yet that gives us a sequence to find the exit to wherever people think we're going. Cause people right now think there's an entrance and an exit, and that's how we finish exploring the corridors of time. Some people think we have to actually like grab the sword itself from the corridor somehow. So I don't know everyone doesn't know a lot of things. Maybe we would have solved it by Sunday. Hopefully we've solved it by this Sunday, guys, please. It's literally, we're recording this on Wednesday. So
I figured it out.
Oh,
it's Excalibur, and one random account is coded to be able to take the sword.
Oh,
that'd be so sick.
What if it's an account that doesn't play anymore?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. That'd be awful.
Sucks.
It's like Golden Kappa. Like,
if it's Rob's, we're doomed.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not participating. Unfortunate. But I do play on my Smurf, though.
Yeah, I think they're just giving us something to buy our time and attention because...
there's nothing to do?
I don't know what's going to happen. Something big has to be coming.
I'm just glad I'm not the person who has to solve it. I'm sorry, Datto. I'm just glad I'm not you for a day.
Datto's pretty much done with it.
Oh, he gave up?
Well, he's going to PAX, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's
And Datto's put in enough, like, carried enough of a backpack weight for enough of these puzzles to where I think he could be like, you guys got this.
Well, Datto was streaming, and he's like... I was like, are you sick, Datto? And he goes, yeah, I'm sick, but I'll be good come PAX. Yeah, in 2 days, you're going to be fine? Sweet.
Oh, my God, poor guy.
We're putting him on the other side.
I felt so bad for him, too. He's like, he's legit here, painful, like almost dying. And he's like sitting in Discord like, hey, can you guys run a couple of these sequences for me?
Yeah, I saw like in the Discord, everyone's like, yeah, I'll do some Datto.
We're going to need to crunch his number.
Blue did like 140 to like 150. Sammy was able to do the 112. He had like 100 to 1 or 110 to 120.
He popped off.
Yeah. I was like, I'll do some smile. I never was assigned one. I don't know.
They probably don't give him any.
Yeah, because he's making big examples.
I would just be in the chat the whole time like, I have the 11th sequence smile. Like,
ah, yes. I ran this one. Let's just move on and hope that by the time this comes out, someone solved it. Or we can just figure out who solved it next time.
I think there is an exotic behind it. What do you think?
No.
Oh, 100%.
Nothing. No.
Well, there has to be an exotic. If there's not an exotic, I'm going to be upset.
You don't think there's anything, Christian?
Not an exotic.
What do you think it is then?
I don't know.
Not an exotic gun.
Because the only other one we know about is the Bastion or whatever, which is going to be a quest later. And
we've had secret guns that have not shown up in...
one time?
Yeah, but I'm not holding hope.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. It would be cool, but my hopes up. It might be like a cool...
it's just like a time-locked thing, and then like come reset. Ooh, puzzle solved.
Yeah, or a legendary thing or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just know I'm not invested in it at all.
I'm not either. But if it is something cool, I will go and do it.
I'll think about it.
Nah, you'll do it.
We'll see how complicated it is.
Well, it's not good. Well,
or how easy blue can carry
us. If it's still not solved by Sunday, by the time we're because we're talking about it right now, I think hopefully it'll be solved by the time this podcast comes out. But if it's not, then damn. Either Fruit is right or we have a very elaborate podcast.
Worst case scenario.
A very elaborate puzzle. And I really hope it's not Fruit is right because that would be the worst.
Worst case scenario, you're right.
I'm just being
realistic
Ralph right now.
You're thinking of an R word.
What's
if
an
only
R
we
name?
Could think about a name that started with R. You picked Ralph.
Yeah, but you're right here, so that doesn't count. And I didn't think of your name.
No shit.
I was like, R names. What's an I don't know what an R name is, but I do know there's an ad break.
Oh, that's cool.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the GG Over Easy podcast. We're away right now.
We're making serial killers in the making.
I'm Fruit Ninja, bro. Anyway, welcome back. We have some exciting things to talk about that don't include Destiny puzzles.
That was probably the most exciting topic we've probably ever had.
Yeah, I don't know if we can top that.
The car tax rebate one was pretty fun, actually. I actually learned a lot.
Hey, that was important. Yeah. It might not have been interesting.
Hey, and it's come full circle because you did get
it. It has, yes. I will be applying for some rebates. And speaking of rebates.
Okay.
What's a rebate we can get on this podcast from our viewers?
You mean a review? Nice try, but that was really close.
That wasn't my best one.
Yeah. We do have a 5-star review. Can't go 8 yet. Feels bad. From Couldn't Live Without It. No, that's just the title of it. That's not from who it is from. It's from Oofer 101010.
That wasn't Oof.
Yeah. This podcast is a true. And now when he says true, T-R-U. So you know he's lit.
Oh.
Cool. And part of the hip-hop. Yes, he's very lit.
Wow.
This podcast is a true gift from God. It encouraged me to start working out again, and I listen to it every time to get me through. If anyone is looking for a gaming podcast that covers the whole spectrum, then this is for you. All in all, keep up the great work. Very nice review.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oof 11010.
101010.
101010. Sorry.
Yes.
I apologize.
Thank you for that 5-star review. On our way to 8, because this is 2 episodes in a row. We're back.
Hey.
We are
we're cooking.
Moving forward.
We are back. And we're reformed.
Yeah, someone said. I don't know.
Well,
as reformed as we can be.
Okay, so I had a tweet yesterday. I don't think it was a stupid question. I don't know if you guys saw it. Yes, probably.
Sure I did.
Oh, did you?
I think Claire said this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Are you serious? I thought it was pretty interesting. So it's been windy in Colorado these past couple days.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is what Claire had to say. She goes, some people are like, oh, that's a shower thought. She's like, no, that's just Rob's brain all the time.
No.
It's not like, oh, that's a weird shower thought. That's just what
I'm just driving, okay? I'm driving. chilling.
Hey, where's that 10 and 2?
I'm good. Nah.
Hey, I'm going.
I'm driving. Sometimes.
Well, that's not any better.
Yeah, 1 and 6.
What is that?
That's just kind of like, you know.
Also, that's 12 and 6.
Whatever.
And that is not, what? That's going to hurt.
Ask me how many car accidents I've been in.
How many?
One. It was leaving your house that one time. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after the Patriots-Jags game. Go Pats! they're
well,
out,
by the way. Well,
what was I talking about?
He's so
the tumbleweed.
He got stunned by the
Patriots
loss.
Losing.
Yeah, I was like, God, he's right. I was like, and then I had my anime moment. I was like, is it all over? Tom Brady.
Will Brady come back?
I was thinking not, about it
where
all.
Where is he going? Is he retiring?
So,
what are we going to do? We don't have a quarterback.
When it's windy, why do you only see tumbleweeds when it's windy? I've never been walking on in a park.
You really will. Oh, this is because
of
the tweet.
Or in a field. And I've just never seen a tumbleweed chilling.
This is what you're missing out on if you don't follow Rob's Twitter.
I only see tumbleweeds when they are moving. I'll read you my tweet. I'll read the people my tweet for those who don't follow me. And if you don't follow me, come on. But it's true. And you know for a fact it's true. You never see a tumbleweed when it's not windy. Okay, so here it is. Yo, where do tumbleweeds come from?
Yo.
You know? It's like you never see them when it's not windy. I've never seen just a tumbleweed there just kicking it. Instead, they'll always be tumbling. Some food for thought.
Why did it sound like you were at stand-up trying to deliver a... Yo, so why is it? Tumbleweeds, you know?
Oh, man, because I was honestly blazing in my backyard, just trying to... just thinking about
watching that tumbleweed tumble.
Because I just kind of gotten back from the gym, and I was driving, and I literally saw seven tumbleweeds on my way, in front of the road. I'm like, get out of the road, tumbleweed, you can get hit.
Hey, come on now.
And then I was like, have I ever seen a tumbleweed just chilling? And the answer is no. Have you ever seen a tumbleweed not tumbling in the wind?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
And a tumble plant, where do they come from?
Well, here's the important thing. When do you ever go outside to even see a tumbleweed?
Yeah, exactly. Let alone in Colorado of all places.
And there's a lot, there's a lot of tumbleweeds apparently here. I saw a bunch yesterday, but you just so you've walking in a park. I'm walking in a park. And there's a tumbleweed plant there.
Hiking and stuff?
What does a tumbleweed do?
Tumble?
Well, no shit, it just tumbles, but what does it do?
What is it made
What does it provide? Where does it come from? Or is it just a figment of my imagination, Arios told me?
Not everything provides in this world.
Yeah.
Some take, like us.
If anything,
we provide
most
nothing for this world.
What are you talking about? Do we provide more water from the ice caps?
Yeah, we provide the global warming and murdering
more
animals.
Heat from the sun.
Yeah, there was all that water trapped in the ice caps. You're welcome.
Now you can drink.
More water.
Drink away.
Idiots.
Just drink your sweat.
Tumbleweed facts. Oh, wow. Let's check this out.
Yes, please hit me with these.
A tumbleweed is a structural part of the above-ground anatomy of a number of species of plants. A disopore that, once it is mature and dry, detaches from its root or stem and rolls due to the force of wind.
Okay, yeah. And that's it?
There you go.
So it just comes from... So it starts off as a plant, dies, and then it
Everything you ever wanted to know about tumbleweeds. Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay, this is going to be riveting. Let's see here. The truth about tumbleweeds isn't... so simple.
Oh, see?
They may be romantic symbols of our national love affair with the Wild West.
It's true, it is.
Maybe. But tumbleweeds are also invasive weeds called Russian Russians.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh,
see,
no.
The commies are here.
I just cracked
in our ecosystem.
God. I cracked the puzzle.
The commies. Many modern-day Westerners fear they're taking over. No.
This is weird.
Especially since I just started watching Chernobyl. This is bad.
I'm glad you're watching.
Did you this just go to a conspiracy website?
Yeah, I think you're at InfoWars.
I'm at Mother Nature Network.
Oh, that's a credible source.
MNN, yes. In 1873, Russian immigrants arrived in South Dakota carrying flaxseed that was apparently contaminated with Russian thistle seeds.
So wait, what is... I didn't want the lore.
Scientific name is Salsola tragus.
I didn't want the lore.
Once sown, invaders from another continent quickly sprouted, unhampered by natural predators and diseases to keep them in check.
I just want to know why they tumble.
Each winter, after Russian thistle plants die, The brittle, bushy parts snap off at the roots and blow away, dispersing seeds wherever they tumble. About 250,000 per plant.
Whoa.
Because Russian thistle thrives on little precipitation and easily exploits disturbed land stripped of native species, it was able to quickly take hold in the vast agricultural fields and overgrade rangelands of the arid west.
So tumbleweeds are
like
butterflies.
By the end of the 1800s, this intruder had already rolled its way across most western states and into Canada, carried by wind and even railroad cars.
So
a government botanist sent to investigate in the early 1890s could barely believe his eyes. One almost continuous area of 35,000 square miles had become more or less covered with the Russian thistle in the comparatively brief period of 20 years.
What does a Russian thistle look like?
The life of a tumbleweed.
It literally looks like a tumbleweed.
When we think of tumbleweeds, we rarely picture fledgling Russian thistle bushes.
Russian thistle.
That's what we should point at this.
Oh, I see that plant all the time.
And there you go. Now you've seen, technically, a tumbleweed not tumbling about.
So a tumble, but that's not a tumbleweed.
Imagine it's a dandelion.
No, it's like a caterpillar. That's like a caterpillar. The tumbleweed is like the butterfly.
It's just the
they're
dead
two
part.
Different things.
It's just a dead
it's
part.
Just a dead Russian
imagine
thistle.
Imagine a dandelion.
Thing,
you know when you see the
but
dandelion
not the same
floating
thing as
away?
That.
It's like that.
Like a tumbleweed
they
is
are.
Not that.
It's it this, is. But dead.
So you're saying caterpillars and butterflies are the same thing?
What?
That is a caterpillar, right?
This doesn't evolve.
Okay.
Did you not
but it evolves into a tumbleweed.
It breaks off
this
and dies.
Like,
yes, and then it's no longer a Russian thistle at that point. It's a tumbleweed.
No. That's
I read
not,
all that
the
for nothing.
That thistle does not evolve into a fucking Gyarados and then go off
at level
and live
20.
Its life.
Yes, I get it. It doesn't evolve, but it becomes it. Like, when I die, I'm no longer alive. I am dead. But
so
I'm not. I'm still the same.
What does that have to do with a caterpillar and a butterfly?
Because they're not the same thing. You wouldn't classify a caterpillar and a butterfly as the same thing.
I classify a
caterpillar and a dead caterpillar as a caterpillar,
yes,
whether or not it's dead or alive.
But what I'm saying though is that a Russian thistle and a tumbleweed, yes, they come from the same thing, but they are two different things.
They're not, Rob. If you
they're two different things.
If I'm reading this right, literally what happens?
Because a Russian thistle doesn't
literally
tumble.
What happens? It gets cold,
yes,
brittle,
and it dies.
It falls
no,
off.
It's not.
Now it's
I get
dead.
That. I get that.
And then it just
and now,
tumbles.
But now it's a tumbleweed, no longer a Russian thistle.
It's just tumbling. It's a dead Russian thistle that's tumbling. So they're like, it's a tumbleweed because the Russian thistle is a weed
take
inherently.
Off the, take off the fucking the green of the Russian thistle, and you literally have a tumbleweed.
See, it's a tumbleweed now. It's not a Russian thistle. It's a
it's
tumbleweed.
It's still a Russian
it
thistle. We just
it's
call
just
it a
nickname.
Tumbleweed.
It's just a nickname, Rob.
No.
If you want to be specific, if you want to like use like actual like be as like specific as possible,
you guys are trying to say it's a synonym.
Russian thistle. Like, it's not a tumbleweed.
Like you guys are saying, a Russian thistle and a tumbleweed are the same thing. You're just saying it's another phrase for the Russian thistle.
There is
just
a Russian another, thistle, another
but
there
Russian
is a
thistles
Russian
don't tumble.
Thistle.
You're a human and a Homo sapien.
Yes.
Like that.
Okay.
Two different ways to say it.
But
human is just, I suppose, more.
No, but I still do the same things a Homo sapien does. You know, like I'm a human. But like a Russian thistle sits there and just is a plant. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
As plants do.
Okay,
yes.
They just sit there and be a plant.
Uh-huh.
A tumbleweed.
Woo! Jesus.
That thing,
why are we still talking?
When that
how
thing
this
dies and then it becomes something new. It's like a butterfly.
It's
how
dead.
Why are you? Yes, I get that it's
anything.
Dead. Yes, it's dead, but it changes who it is and what it is.
No, it doesn't. It's just dead.
It does.
What?
I don't get why it's so hard. Like
a
you guys
leaf
think I'm crazy.
On a tree will
you,
eventually fall
you're
off.
You're acting like
it's
hard
it's
for us to understand. It's not the same because it's dead.
You literally tried to. A Russian thistle is a caterpillar.
You're literally trying to equate
a
caterpillar.
Is a butterfly.
You're literally trying to equate puberty
it
with dying.
It makes sense in my brain, okay?
Hey, you know how you guys go through puberty? Isn't that the same as dying?
No, that's
not what you're literally equating it to.
No, but what I'm saying is that it just becomes something new.
It's literally a nickname.
It's just dead.
Robbie V. That's your nickname.
So when
but you're still Robert.
So when I see a tumbleweed, Roberto. A tumbleweed tumbling, thank you. When I see a tumbleweed tumbling, all right?
Doing his thing.
What does it learn
that's
how to
a
airbend?
Russian thistle.
Is it, are
yes.
you stuck on like
a
its new abilities?
That's
like,
a
its
dead Russian thistle.
Yes.
But then why did they come up with the name Tumbleweed if it's not
Jimmy, look at that dead Russian thistle go right there.
Look at that thistle go.
Look at that dead Russian thistle go. Woo! Hey, she's good. You know, the pioneers used to ride those things for miles.
Look at that thistle go, he says.
Hey, you want
to
know how they named it a tumbleweed? it's a weed, which weeds are generally annoying and are invasive, and it tumbles.
Yeah, but I thought the tumbleweed was its own, like, new...
Was a butterfly?
Like, thing. Like, its whole new anatomy.
This can all be boiled down to the commies. It's their fault.
It is.
Okay?
It is the Russians' fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Now, can we move on?
Yeah, I guess. Thanks for answering my question.
Or I can continue reading about the life of a tumbleweed.
No, I think I got it. Because
I thought I read a lot, but you don't get
it. It's just going to confuse me more. It was funny. Back to the whole Destiny 2 puzzles. When Dad was like doing a bunch of math, he was like, okay, so there's like four doors you can go through. That's like 100, like some up. And then I was like, 25 goes into 100 four times, Dado, smile. And he goes, okay, glad is correct. And then he's like reading the chat. He goes, Rob, that is also correct. And I was like, thanks.
Look, Russian thistle is beautiful in bloom before it dries up and tumbles away.
Why am I in this podcast right now?
Listen, see, so that's what they even called this. They called this too a tumbleweed.
I'm literally listening to a dude talk about 25 goes.
Tumbleweeds can grow 7 feet high
four times, and then Fruit's like, "Oh, but dude, so the Russian
it just
thistle.
Said a tumbleweed can grow." But I thought a tumbleweed was dead.
No, it's just a nickname. This is a tumbleweed because eventually it's gonna die.
Oh,
it's gonna tumble away.
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
That's crazy. It's a weed that tumbles.
But
bum bum bum.
But why would you call that a tumbleweed when it's alive and it's not
tumbleweed? Oh my god, dude.
These boots were made.
Just call it a Russian thing or whatever.
And that's just what I'll do.
Whatever, I think I was right.
Anyways.
These boots are gonna walk all over you.
Speaking of something else that's dead, do you guys know how Final Fantasy VII's coming out?
Delayed.
Was it?
Well, its old release date is dead. And now it's evolved into a beautiful tumbleweed butterfly in March.
Shut the fuck up.
A week
it's
before
Galarian
Cyberpunk.
Form.
It's a Galarian form.
Yeah, that's a bold move, Cotton.
So wait, when was this game supposed to... I've never played Final Fantasy, and I don't plan on playing it. But why are
you
looking at me like...
What, mate?
I've never played one.
Final Fantasy
You've never played any Final Fantasy?
Amazing.
No. But
defining.
But it's turn-based. That's
well,
boring.
Not anymore.
What?
But also, boring?
Turn-based is boring.
Hey.
Like that's why when
guess
I look
what
at
Pokemon
Persona 5,
is watch yourself. Okay?
Yeah, but that's why I don't play Pokemon anymore. It's like at some point it gets boring and just stale.
You know, Rob, you've changed. I remember when we saw the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee trailer. You're like, bro, is it normal for me to get emotional? And at that moment,
well, yeah,
you remembered what it was like to play turn-based Pokemon, and now you've turned your back on your roots.
But like a turn-based game that is supposed to be that great, like how good is it?
Hey, Blue.
Oh god!
Oh yeah, what's up?
Our resident gamer.
Hey,
I'm curious. You know card games?
Yes.
Yeah, card games.
Is it? What is that called when you like you let the other person?
You take a turn. Yes.
I think when you play a bunch of cards.
Yes, that is turn based. That's a card game, though. That's a card game.
What's different? Instead of a card, it's now a person.
Because I want to see the person, like, I want to move the person and hit with the person. I don't want to say, you know what, Cloud? Attack. And then he goes.
I mean, isn't
that's
that what
it?
You're doing
I
with your cards?
I'm missing out on so many good games.
Isn't that what you're doing with your cards? You're like, card, attack this
Yeah,
one.
But that's
ooh,
a card. Like, that's a card game as like, ooh, nice death rattle, Blue. You know. but what I'm saying, though, is like that's a card game. Like in a video.
For those unaware, Rob likes Hearthstone.
Yes, I love Hearthstone, and I like play it a lot, and I put a lot of money into it. Yes, so what? But I did quit for a little bit.
I don't like turn-based, he says.
But no,
I think
but,
you're just stubborn but, and you're unwilling to open your mind.
But didn't you say Final Fantasy is no longer turn-based? Oh, I wonder fucking why. Probably because it was fucking boring and made in the 90s. And that's why they decided, oh, maybe we should change this.
You know what recently came out that's blown up?
Yes.
Bravely Default.
Fortnite. Oh.
For instance, on the 3DS. I think they have a second one. Either they already came out or something. Guess what? It was like an homage to original Final Fantasy. Blew up. People love it. There are still turn-based games out there. You know what's turn-based? Slay the Spire.
Guess what that involves too?
That's literally as turn-based as you can get.
Cards.
The Spire is a turn-based game.
With cards.
Turn-based game.
I'll show you a bad turn-based game if it doesn't involve cards.
A what?
A bad turn-based
game
that doesn't involve cards.
Now you're attacking my Advanced Wars.
Like, isn't like Paper Mario like turn-based?
I never played Paper Mario.
I think Paper Mario is turn-based and I hated Paper Mario because it is turn-based.
Super Mario RPG?
Oh my turn-based. God, one of the best games of all time.
Yeah.
And that is and you're gonna tell extremely me that's bad? Boring. Like, I'm not gonna say it's bad. I won't say these games are bad, but I will say they are boring. Yes.
Fruit,
to,
it's okay.
To me I as a gamer, they are boring.
Someone who literally spent three turns figuring out what a tumbleweed was pick Super Mario, use plunger attack on turn one.
All I'm saying all right. is that I think that genre is very boring and slowly dying, almost like an RTS is. Like
a, you can't like say a, those are boring when you play card games.
God, there is a difference between
you like
a
board
turn...
games. Board games are turn-based.
Yeah, but that, board games are tight.
But that's a board game.
Board games are tight. Thank you.
You just
tight.
Have to reframe your mind then.
Dude, I'm going to... Are we playing a lot of board games at PAX?
Oh, pff, it's what we do, baby.
All right, I need to see if I can pick up Talisman. We need to play Talisman.
Well, they have a little... They have like a section where you can rent out and
oh,
Talisman
really?
Is in there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're playing Talisman.
And I'm bringing Shards of Infinity.
Shards of Infinity. Is that you the... Missed...
Is, yeah.
Is that the one you guys always play? Like you, Danielle, Datto?
Yeah, Bag of Lax.
It's the one everyone gangs up on Datto in and he instantly gets destroyed.
Yeah, otherwise he wins. That's why you gotta take him out.
What is it?
Like, it's like a board game equivalent of a deck builder. Kind of like Slay the Spire, but instead of fighting AIs and stuff, you're fighting each other.
And it's turn-based?
Yes.
Nah. I swear.
Nah, get him out of here.
But that's not a video game, so okay. Every board game is
everybody
turn-based.
Out there listening.
Yes.
If you're on YouTube, comment below. If not, tweet Rob or post on the subreddit something. Start listing off some good turn-based games that Rob can't play and be like,
I'm
this
gonna
is
hear
bad.
The same ones. I'm gonna hear Final Fantasy, Personas, fucking Paper Mario RPG or whatever.
you just
Let me think. I'm trying to think of other turn-based games that people like. I guess the new Pokemon. I love Pokemon, dude, but it's boring. It's boring to
so
a certain
point.
So you don't
love Pokemon?
I wouldn't say no. Yeah, you're right. I do not love Pokemon. Yeah. But I like Pokemon, and I love how it makes you two feel. And
Civ?
Brings you guys... What is... Okay, oh, like Civilization. Civ 5?
Turn-based?
Civ ain't boring. My thing either, I'll be honest with
you. Boring.
End of the Breach? I don't know if you played that.
I don't know what the hell that is. Sounds boring.
Fantastic.
Sir, we're only talking about relevant games here, Mr. Fruit.
But that is play Into the Breach, bro. It's so good. It's made by the people that did FTL. Anyway, it's not important.
See, I think RTSs and I think turn-based games are the two most, I guess, boring.
Yeah, Advance Wars. Oh, God, I love those games. Advance Wars.
You and I are polar opposites.
Did you ever play Final Fantasy Tactics?
Yeah, Final Fantasy Tactics, very similar. Wargroove recently came out. That was like a love letter to like Final Fantasy Tactics and Advance Wars. That's fantastic.
Are we talking RTSs?
Fire Emblem.
See?
Almost all the Fire Emblem, except for the more recent ones. Well, yeah, and then even still, except for the one like a couple years ago, this most recent turn-based.
There's only one turn-based game that I think looks kind of fun. What's that one game where you have like four? It's a kind of cartoony style. You have like four people, and you take them through like a dungeon or something like that. And like you can have like an apothecary that like heals somebody. And it's like it's only like a 2D kind of.
What
is that called? What is that game?
What do you do every week with Datto, Rob?
D&D.
Yeah.
But that's role-playing.
Okay, but that's different.
That's
turn-based.
That is not.
That's turn-based.
Only
that's
when I roll initiative. Only when I'm
Every combat is turn-based.
Yeah, but that's different. But I know what I'm signing up for. I'm not signing up for the combat for me.
I can't equate that.
Thank you, Judge. No. Thank you, Judge.
That's turn-based.
Thank you, Judge.
As much as I love to roast Rob about RP. Him being wrong about turn-based, D&D, most of the allure isn't about the turn-based combat. It's about all the RPG that goes in between the turn-based combat.
Blue, what is that game that I'm talking about, though? Baru played it a lot.
When did it come out?
Like a year ago. Baru played it a lot. Moon plays it a bunch.
What's it?
It's dungeon something. Dungeon crawler, dungeon something. And you take like a team of four.
Darkest Dungeon?
Maybe
yeah,
it's
Dungeon.
That. Is that what
that
it
one
is?
Came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that game looks pretty sweet.
That one's really hardcore too.
Yeah, that's what I think. It looks sweet.
South Park, The Stick of Truth.
I love that game.
Oh my God.
He's losing it, but he's standing up. Wow, he has a spine.
Dude. I've always tried to like make him stay up. Like, how did that happen?
That's like question it. Just let him stand.
Let me die.
No, it makes it way easier because then we don't have to fucking.
You took your training wheels off.
We don't have to fiddle with this thing.
Okay, well, we just got robbed there with South Park.
Yeah, South Park. But that's because I love South Park, though.
There's always an excuse. But
I will say, though, that was the first time I played a game like that. When I found out the combat was like that, I was like...
We've managed to get you to admit you like 3 or 4 turn-based games.
That's kidding you when I tell you that. That South Park game is probably the only turn-based game I've ever played. Like, and gotten through.
But you got Bravely Default. There was also more recently Octo Traveler. I believe that's what that was called. That came on Switch.
I wish I could say I was into Octopath, but I just couldn't. Oh,
Octopath, that's what it was. I liked it. Octopath. Plus, the art style is really cool. Like the 2D, how they did all that.
Yeah.
But I think you're turn-based-ist.
Yeah, so I won't be playing Final Fantasy VII, long story short.
But the new one doesn't have turn-based anyway.
Oh, I wonder why. Probably because it was boring and stupid.
No, it's because Final Fantasy has changed.
What do you mean? Yeah, because it was boring, and that's why they changed it.
Your definition of boring is different from other people's definition of boring.
Okay, so what is the appeal of Final Fantasy VII? As somebody, Kingdom Hearts is the closest I get. But I know who Cloud is. I know who Tifa is, only because of Kingdom Hearts, though.
The appeal is that it actually changed up a lot of things that made turn-based boring for a lot of people back then.
Oh. Maybe I will try it out.
Not only that. I mean, all you have to hear is the victory theme.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't want to play after that, I don't know what to tell you. One, the story's dope. Two, at the time, like the cinematics and the storytelling and everything it was doing was insane.
Well, I get to see a triangle walk up and...
That was crazy. That was crazy.
It was crazy at the time.
The fact, too, back then it came on 2 CDs. Because it couldn't fit all in one. You had to buy on PS1, it came with 2 discs.
Did it really?
So at one point you had to put in disc 2.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, back then.
Damn, you could like just skip and just put in disc 2 first.
That's not really how that worked. But
what?
Not
really how that works at all.
What do you mean?
Because like you had a save, and so like at a certain point for certain content or whatever, but like, you need to insert disc 2.
Uh-huh.
So then you'd put that on and then put it in. And it essentially just has the load of the rest of whatever you needed to play.
Oh.
But it's not like you just show up.
I didn't think they were capable of that. And like, when did this game come out?
I mean, probably right after they invented the light bulb. Yeah, I don't know.
1898.
Played it by candlelight. I'm offended right now.
Don't be, dude. It's just my opinion. And it just happens to be the right one.
Yeah, all right, now we got a problem. Whatever.
Can you explain to me the story? Without being spoiler,
boy.
You said the story is great.
It's pretty complicated.
The story is great because it's so complicated.
Explain to me, like I'm explain in less than 4 sentences what Final Fantasy VII is about.
And what?
Cloud goes through loss and then has to go and fight this mecha overlord. People essentially, it's like steampunkish, and there's like a motorcycle chase and it's really dope.
Okay,
and he finds this girl on. And this guy and like Barry and stuff, and then they're like fighting. It's really sick. And you go, and then Sephiroth.
I like Sephiroth. He's a tough kid.
Just watch the animated fight that they did for like a movie a while ago.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, Advent Child.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's
okay.
The best idea.
You ready for the plot? You ready for the plot?
Yeah,
summarized
give me your
four
plot
sentences?
In 4 sentences.
Avalanche destroys a Shinra Mako reactor in Midgar. An attack on another reactor goes wrong, and Cloud falls into the city slums. Cloud, Barret, and Tifa rescue Aerith during their escape.
You're literally
Midgar
reading like the box
and discover that President Shinra was murdered by Sephiroth, who was presumed dead 5 years earlier. And that's the plot.
That seems interesting.
It's dope.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch people play it. I'm probably not going to play it.
Fair enough. Fine. Whatever.
When does it come out now? Why is it delayed?
March, I forgot what you were talking about.
6th.
I'm kind of over the whole remake bullshit.
Oh,
except
not
if it's Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Sick.
I'm kind of over it.
Okay, but that does bring us to more important parts here. Okay.
Oh, no, it's not March. It's until April. It was initially
released. It was March.
Now it's April. My bad.
Oh, so it's only a month.
In 2 days.
I thought it was way worse.
But it comes out a week before Cyberpunk.
By the time of this podcast, it will be out. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
I saw on Reddit.
Then I've
somebody
just slowly
sold...
become less excited.
Why?
It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. Well, I mean, I'll play it and see.
Yeah, I saw some guy on Reddit post. He's like, Walmart sold me Kakarot like 2 days early, and they had to like manually input it.
Really?
Yeah, they sold it to him. They had no idea they were not allowed to sell it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just basically like the old stories, right? Like you just play through the Cell Saga, the Frieza Saga, Boo Saga.
I haven't done that enough times. Okay, Rob, so please. Let me do it again.
The amount of times I've played through Dragon Ball games with that.
Well, the interesting thing is Budokai, the reason
Budokai 2, 3,
the reason they keep turning these out is because Bandai will lose the rights to make a Dragon Ball game unless they publish one every year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why they have to do it, which upsets me because like FighterZ could be like the best fighting game
if they just like showed love and.
But because they have to keep, they have to like kind of move on to the next one, and even Arxis, the people behind it who like mainly developed it and stuff in Japan, we're like, yeah, we're totally down to like do more stuff, but it's all up to Bandai. And,
are they updating it like along the way? Or
I mean, they were originally going to do the FighterZ Pass 1, but then they came out with the Pass 2, which had like Jiren and Brawly and Gogeta and all that kind of stuff. We're hoping for a third one, or maybe hopefully just a sequel sometime. I don't even know how they do that, but still, it could have been so good. We have Warcraft 3 Reforged. I'm looking forward to that one.
What? Isn't that turn-based too?
It's RTS. It's a remake of the third
weird
one.
RTS.
Another one. You know where esports got its roots?
Another sleeper.
You have to.
Thank you, Blue. I knew what you were going to say. You're welcome.
You're such an entitled millennial. You have to respect your elders, Rob.
Did you really just drop the entitled millennial?
I did. You got to respect your elders.
Yeah, dude. But
that's
like,
the problem with America. Dude, you know, you're dude, all get him out of here.
Corgis. This dude buys a house and suddenly he's a boomer.
Yeah, dude. You
it's a mindset.
He literally was like playing with his door. The door is like looks fine. It opens and closes.
There's something wrong.
It
with
does
it.
With the door, and I swear he looked like a dad, like
fidgeting
it back and forth, going.
There's something wrong with it.
No, it opens and closes. It's doing what a door's supposed to do.
It's already like the thermostat. I'm like nobody touches that except for me. Which, by the way, I am trying to hoodie season it up right now, and I will tell you, I'm struggling.
Really?
Yeah. I am sweating up a storm.
That's so weird.
And what it feels like,
you're,
in
like,
here is it's a furnace.
You're weird, man. I feel great.
But this is back on sale.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know it was only available for a small time, so January 24th.
Oh, there you go, chat.
Grand Blue Fantasy Versus.
That sick. Game looks so sick, dude. Oh my
Another
god.
Another fighting game from Arxis.
Weeb.
You guys are naming these games. You guys are like, man, this looks sick. And I think you guys are memeing, but you guys are serious.
Yeah.
No, Grand Blue Fantasy Versus looks sick.
I still not a gamer anymore.
And then there was the it's another Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I don't remember when that one's
literally
coming out.
Weeb Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Sick. I want them to do an anime on Grand Blue. Because I thought originally it was, but it's like in an original world by Arxis, apparently.
I don't know why they haven't yet.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Shut your mouth, Roberto, all right? Or Tumbleweed Rob.
That's what they called me. Because I do be tumbling.
That's my name. Yes. Kingdom Hearts 3 RE Mind.
Oh.
Yes,
is that the DLC? Does that come out this week?
I have no idea. On PlayStation, it comes out early or late January 23rd. For Xbox, it comes out February.
Haha.
Whatever.
Xbox.
It comes out February.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll crack that back open.
We have One Punch Man, a hero nobody knows. It might suck, but I'm going to buy it anyway. That'll be a fighting game. And it has an interesting mechanic. Or if you want to have Saitama on your team, which is One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's just like stupid strong. So it wouldn't make sense to make him a fighter. And like he's playing people and he's like actually fighting and losing. Like that wouldn't make sense. Mm-hmm. If you have him on your team, he's a win condition. And if you get to a certain amount where you tag him in, there's just a whole cutscene. He comes in just when you win the game.
Really?
Yeah. But you like sacrifice.
A spot having, on your team.
Yeah, like a spot on your team. But if you're able to fulfill whatever it is to call him in, you like win.
Oh, that's cool. Because
he's One Punch Man.
That's awesome. Like that.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team.
I'm really excited for this one. Just because Mystery Dungeon, dude.
Yeah.
What I know is Rob's Mystery over Dungeon? Remake season, but Mystery Dungeon is my child.
Oh, is this a remake too?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Bro, that in Hollywood, what do you want, man? It ain't changing anytime soon. My Hero Wants Justice 2.
Is that the movie?
No, it's a game.
Oh, that's a game? They come out with My Hero Games? Yeah. Are they good?
Yeah, they're coming with the second one. We're going to find out. I don't know.
Well, let me guess. Is this first a fighting
one,
game?
First one, yeah.
What the hell? Is this like fighting game month or something? What is this?
What are they? What else are they going to do with My Hero?
I don't know. A JRPG or something?
A visual novel?
That'd be cool. I'd probably read.
I'd
listen. I'd
Neo 2. Oh, that's going to be sick.
That's like Dark Souls, right?
Ish. Yeah. It's like...
I never played the first Souls one. 2.
It was like Sekiro before Sekiro, mm-hmm. just not as good as Sekiro, because uh-huh. you can't beat Sekiro.
Never. Maybe beat your channel, but it's not going
to... I was able to do that. That comes out March 13th, PS4. I think it might be an exclusive. I'm not sure.
I think it is.
Doom 64 and Doom Eternal.
Now, is Doom Eternal Doom 2, or is it like a DLC?
Yes. Doom Eternal is a sequel.
Game. That's yeah. sweet. I didn't play the first one.
Fairy Tale. I didn't know they had a game coming.
No out. Way!
It's an anime. Oh. It's a good one.
Oh, is it?
No. I'm like 80 episodes deep. But it's a long one. Yeah, it's good, though. It's good.
I'm thinking about starting Dr. Stone, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Might branch out.
Was saying it was Bleeding good. Edge. I'm not sure how I feel about this one yet. I'm going to try it for sure.
Is this a fighting game?
Oh
my god.
Yes and no. It's like a hero battler, but it's like melee. So like imagine so, yes. Overwatch, but you're only like melee, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you have like abilities.
And everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. It's like 4v4 with like objectives.
Seems interesting. I'm sure we'll make a video on it.
From Ninja Theory. So I'm interested in that one. But then.
Oh, great. Here's the heavy hitter. Boy.
The fun stuff.
If these haven't hit you hard already, these titles.
Can't see it, audio listeners, but I'm pointing that finger gun in his head. I'm about to pull it. I'm going to do it. Final Fantasy VII Remake, April 10th.
Yeah.
And then Cyberpunk 2077, yes. April 16th.
That's going to be sweet.
I'm yes, excited it is. I cannot wait. Plus, I've been watching.
Are you going to be able to beat Final Fantasy in 10 days?
No, I probably won't even play it just to save myself a big chunk of time for Cyberpunk.
Oh.
Because I'm going hard, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
New playthrough?
God only knows. That game is going to be so intense. It's going to be so involved. And I'm here for it. That's April 16th. Cannot wait. That's definitely my...
Oh, it's 6 days. Dang.
Yeah, it's my definitely my most anticipated 2020 that we know of so far.
Not Halo 6?
Infinite.
Oh, whatever.
Watch yourself. Cyberpunk takes the cake.
Halo 3 is probably my for that. I'm over remake season unless it's Halo 2 or Halo 3. That was the stipulation.
But then Last of Us Part 2, May 29th.
Ooh.
That one got delayed too.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
May seems like a good point for that, though.
Yeah, but that one is going to be...
Yeah.
Then there's also one I'm interested in. This one doesn't come out, though, until new... console. It's going to be like, I think, with the PS5, like a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Godfall. I don't know if you've seen anything about that.
No.
Dude, that game looks so sick. I don't know nothing about it. I just know I want it. It's an ARPG slasher. It looks dope.
Yeah. I think it was first revealed at Video Game Awards.
Yep, it was.
And then there's some other stuff.
Nothing to write home about.
League of Legends Wild Rift. That'll be the iOS. The mobile version of League, specifically made though for mobile as well.
As if people didn't rage already at League.
Legends of Runeterra, January 24th, or no,
That's their card game, right?
Mm-hmm. It goes open beta, actually like the 20th or 21st.
That's their turn-based card game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me make sure
that
I state that.
And they're talking about now, like, so the main way they're going to monetize it is by, like, board versions and like things. They're trying to make it literally as free to play as possible.
Cool.
Which
I like that.
No card game has really ever done.
Are they going to have an economy though, or is it like a dust kind of system?
What they do is you can get shards or whatever to like craft, but then also wild cards. So if you open up like a rare wild card, it means you can just craft any rare.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me that.
Which I liked. Because the Magic the Gathering Arena did that, but they've been botching it apparently with economy and monetization and stuff. It's just a nightmare. And then Temtem, January 21st, I think.
Next year?
No.
Oh, see, I thought you were going like in order. No. I was like,
I just forgot to mention January. These aren't on the list. That the early access comes out next week.
You know, there is a game I have to give my credit to. And
wait, Rob knows about a game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And okay. You like it a lot too. You've been posting a lot about it. Battlefront 2, bro.
Oh.
Battlefront 2 is sick.
That already came out.
I know, but like now it's, I feel like it's a whole new game. Honestly. It is good. It's totally sick. And if you haven't played it, go fucking play it. It's sweet. I love it.
Rust is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Rust Season 4 confirmed.
Shut up. Do not. I can't believe you just said that because now they're going to take that and fucking run
with
it.
PTXD right now.
I literally like think about that all the time.
Oh, Ghost of Tsushima? That's going to be sick.
Is that like Dark? Oh, no. That's like that one game when he's like running through the field on the horse, right?
The Samurai. Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, that's it on PS4. Dope,
but I also don't know a lot about it yet.
Yeah, you don't need to. Don't Samurai, need to. Dude. Nope, that's all you need to know.
I saw a horse. I saw cool art. Yeah.
No, I'm in. And a Samurai. Elden Ring, for some reason, that name rings a bell. Wow. Dying Light 2.
Oh, that game That'll was be good. Fun.
Yeah, Dying Light
that
was surprisingly
I
really
feel
good.
Like they revealed that game way too far ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot there was even...
I played a little bit of it at, like, not last year's E3, but, like, 2 years ago E3, before they even announced it. It was pretty fun.
Anyway, we don't know what fall will hold, because obviously there's going to be new consoles.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like this E3, although Sony's skipping on E3 again, even with new consoles.
E3's stupid.
Especially dying. With all like the leaks last year that happened with
ESA. Well, yeah, with all the journalists and stuff like that. I got boned with that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I just don't, I don't see, because I mean, Nintendo's already on their way out. Like Nintendo doesn't need E3 to make their announcements.
And isn't like, did anybody else think the Video Game Awards like was almost turning into like an E3 kind of thing? Like almost like.
Well, it's just another time a lot of eyeballs are watching it.
Well, I feel like that's what people are going to do now, though, is instead of having like an E3 press conference, just save that shit for the Video Game Awards or something.
Well, if you're big enough, either, yeah, you just do your own. Yeah. Like Bethesda, Sony.
Bethesda's losing it, though, man. I need Skyrim. I need Elder Scrolls 6 now.
It's not going to come out this year, though.
But I need it now to save your reputation.
I don't think anything's saving that reputation quickly.
They're awful. Like I used to have a super fanboy love for Bethesda, dude, and that is gone. Like
you know that one massage I took?
Yes.
Where the guy talked through it all?
Yeah.
He was unironically a Fallout 76 fan.
Well, yeah. I'd say that's pretty in character.
Yeah, seriously.
And it was he told me, he's like, yeah,
I love it. Why don't you play Fallout 4?
I also can't be like, you can't not like it. I mean, if you do, more power to you, but
you do, you're a freak.
You gotta set expectations a little higher, which I can't really say that because I play Pokemon, so that's a little
that's as low as you go.
I just remember us talking badly about 76 a while ago, and in the comments people were like, Fruit, you haven't even tried the new update. I paid $100 for my super Fallout 76 pass and it's a totally different game. And I'm just like, come on, bro.
And I'll pay another $100 because it's a subscription fee. And if I don't keep paying my subscription fee, I lose my world that doesn't even work yet or something.
Which I know the argument is, yeah, but they took time to make it better, but they're still making so many blunders. And first off, how could they ever release a product like that and back it? Yeah. And Todd Howard was like, he never once said, he's like, yes, this is what, like, this is perfect. Yeah. This is what people wanted. We didn't compromise. It was everything. It's like,
and
this
then
was
literally
the
later. He's like, yeah, we kind of messed up. We were shipping some trash.
Because when Bethesda releases games, they are known for being super buggy. Like when they first come out.
76.
This is just a whole broken game. I think I got my money back. It was so. And then they put it on their own launcher. God, I hated that. Stupid ass game.
But yeah, I think, because like the argument would be like, well, like Rob just said, Battlefront 2 is better. He gave it another chance. Except, I also think like
three years of updates.
Yeah, I think the other thing too is, one, while Battlefront did ship with bad microtransactions, mm-hmm. the game itself was still good, yes. and it was there.
The bone yeah. structure.
It's like, just whoever decided the player economy and yeah. how they were going to unlock stuff, like that was the problem, the microtransaction. Mm-hmm. But the game itself was still solid, and now they fixed all that. You literally can't even buy microtransactions anymore. Mm-hmm. All of it's cosmetic if you want to, which I bought the, like, or I think because I had Origin access, whatever, mm-hmm. I got it
you
for
get,
free.
Like, everything.
The Celebration Edition, which mm-hmm. has everything unlocked anyway.
Mm-hmm. Which how it should have been when the game came out.
So, I think that's completely different.
Yeah.
Like, that was a...
Well, yeah. when I played Star Wars for the first time, it was like, wow, this is very pretty. The game is fun to play. I just wish there was more to do. When I play...
But it was a game.
When I play 76, it's... Nothing works. I can't even load into the server. I can't even talk to you. How does this inventory work? It's not even a game. Like,
which robot am I supposed to talk to?
Oh, yeah. Or, like, the terminal. So bad. The terrible game.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
the worst game of the year last year. And then it was didn't help.
I thought it came out 2018. I don't even remember.
No, I had it in 2019, like February 2019.
I don't know. I flushed it from my mind.
It all happened so fast, I don't even remember.
Yeah, yeah, I remember so excited we hopped on. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, here's an ad.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
Welcome back to the podcast where I'm not giving Rob time to sit down and I got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I like that though.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Tonight we're seeing Weathering with you.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to cry.
For those unaware, it is from the same creators of Your Name.
Samina.
Which you, if you have not seen that, fix that right now.
Real quick. It's not a movie, okay? Your Name, like, that's what I love about Your Name. It breaks the premise of a movie. It's a piece of art. Like, you could put it on the wall.
But that's a turn-based movie.
No, it's not. It is a movie. It's not a movie. It's a piece of art.
Wow.
Do yourself a favor and watch it.
I've never seen Rob talk so solemnly about something.
I mean it. It's a top three, maybe even a top two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, of any movie.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
It is
that
good.
Movie makes me it's feel fantastic. Things.
And it made me, I will say it kind of ruined, what was ruined for me was after my whole KD thing and someone edited that.
Yeah.
Like, what's inside? 0.0.
Oh, that was awesome. That's still like probably one of my favorite like Dream Team videos we've probably ever done.
God. But you should go see that. But that is from the creators of that one. And they're also using the same people who did the music, which is Radwimps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Rob, why don't you give us a little rendition? You gave us a little taste, but take it away.
Okay. I'm trying to think of which one I want to do and which one I can do without being very offensive. Tamina sekawa isugima kase wa tokono mo sabira mo amosa nipana. That's what it is, bro. That's nice. That was nice. I just killed that.
Wow.
Yeah, do you like that? Please don't ever put me on the spot like that again, because I won't do it, and I will make you sing it instead. Don't ever put me on the spot.
Mine
again.
Would offend
I'm
people.
I'm going to take you to the back and be like, you ever do something like that again? Yeah.
You put me on the spot, I'm trying to tell you what. But before we get on to the next segment, let's thank our Patreon
woo-hoo-hoo.
Supporters, our patrons.
Woo-hoo. love you.
Wayne NG, Brandon Smith, Beaner, Sean, Logan Boyd, Throne Lisinski, Chris Yeager, Blake Russell, Deb Hollow, Jaden Blanche, Maria Brenius, GP Hash, newcomer Benjamin Thomas, as well as our stands, the Stag Omega Say Big Sexy Arts The, or yes, the Stag Big Sexy Omega Arts and Say.
If you want to say it the wrong way.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate your support. And we love you.
We're going to, I forgot to post like, hey, these are the questions for the podcast this week. Yes. I thought you were actually going to throw that. I was like, wow. You are showing a lot of tendencies. I just kind of went, I am going to go through some old ones. Wait. And there's actually, dude, a really fitting question. And I'm really weirded out that it actually came up.
It's about tumbleweeds.
No, it's about something on the table. Jameson Tanner says, I'm listening to episode 15 right now, and I have an anime question. Do any of you guys like Gundam animes? And if so, which ones? Gundam Wing is a classic and amazing, but I also love deep love for Gundam Seed/Seed Destiny.
I have only seen Gundam Wing.
That's the only one I've ever seen, too.
And Endless Waltz, the movie. Fan-freaking-tastic movie.
I couldn't tell you what the anime is about. I just remember it's giant robots fucking fighting each other.
But I think I mentioned this on a podcast while ago, I don't remember. But someone did send in the P.O. box a Gundam Wing model for me to build, which I used to do when I was a kid. It is, what is this? The Wing Gundam EW.
Is that, that's like the main protagonist is Gundam, right?
Mm-hmm. This is like the, at least from the
But it doesn't come colored, right? Like you have to color it yourself.
I don't think so. But yeah, I used to, because when I used to build them, such a pain, and they hurt your fingers.
Uh-huh.
You have to pop them out of these plastic things.
Oh no, they're colored.
Oh yeah, looks like some of them are. Wow, spoiled. Oh, because when I did it, they all came like this, just the white or like silver,
and then it was all silver,
and then you'd have to paint it yourself. So it would look really cool, and then I would paint it, and then it looked terrible. But thankfully, these are colored.
Oh my god, look at the little stickers, dude. That's going to be so... I don't have the patience for this.
But you see, these things. We have to pop them out of this.
Uh-huh.
You blister and it like rips apart skin so much.
I'm not a fan of that.
But it's fun.
I don't stand
the final product. I'll have to do this eventually and then we can put it up somewhere in here.
Yeah. But I've only watched it when it was on Toonami. So like I've never really like... I couldn't tell you if I watched it from beginning to end. If it was on after Dragon Ball Z... Sure, I watched it.
As per usual, I'm a horrible person and didn't bother to bring the letter, so I don't know.
Thank you, Ethan.
We appreciate you. I think this was from Singapore. He's the one that also sent all that other stuff. And like your, I think the Midoriya keychain or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he sent.
I put that on my shelf. Blue, did you ever watch Gundam Wing or any of the Gundams?
Yeah, I watched it a little bit. I was never like crazy into Gundam Wing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like deep into it. I just remember it on Toonami and that's it.
Yeah, I just remember like one day like watching a bunch of robots fight each other and that was pretty much all.
Toonami was sick. Toonami was a banger.
Oh, Toonami like
absolutely
like introduced me to everything that I love about like animes. I mean just Dragon Ball Z. Okay. There's two others that I watch.
But I was gonna say, you remember what this reminds me of? Sorry to stab it with you. Toy Soldiers, is that what that movie's called?
Oh yeah, I love that movie.
Like the late 90s or
whatever. That movie was sick.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I love that movie. I used to have the little figurines from that too.
All right, here's a good one from Winky Dinky. This follows the Avatar bending universe.
Oh,
if you guys could have
I hate this question.
If you guys could bend any elements, what would you guys bend? P.S. I love the podcast. He loves the podcast. Okay, so you have to answer this.
Okay.
True.
I thought about this a little bit. I think we can immediately negate two of them. Earth and water.
What?
Because you always need a source.
But you not have a source everywhere on Earth.
No, well, so let's say you're water. You're not near a body of water unless you're carrying something with you.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't have a
like I don't like source. Waterbending. I'm with you. I would not even think about it.
Earth Ooh. Is nice and you're usually on Earth. But, well, we saw most people...
Can I have metal bending?
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. The whole thing, like we kind of saw in Korra, it depends on how pure the metal is and what it's made out of. If it's crude metal, then you can probably bend it. But if it's like finer, you can't.
So you're team air or team fire?
Think about air or fire. at least from, here's the thing. We're not going by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's movie.
Well, that's a terrible movie.
Because with him, firebenders needed a source.
But oh, they did?
Yeah. But in the show, yeah, they never stupid. Did. They never needed the source. Like, come on. never needed a source.
I mean, air is a source for fire, so technically, like, but, they don't need one.
But between, yeah, air and fire, you always... Because, like, water and earth would be cool, but I'm thinking practicality at all times, able to utilize air or fire, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
Air, you could fly.
I'm with you with the whole water part. I think water is probably the dumbest one. Like, ooh.
Although it would be
like,
cool. Well, here's the thing. I also have glassophobia.
I'm literally about to go in on you guys.
Blue likes water.
I have glassophobia. So while going underwater and being able to like breathe underwater would be cool, I'm already terrified of the ocean. I don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
So
is that what that's called?
Yeah. Like you're scared of big bodies of water.
Oh, like open water and stuff?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah. No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Like Subnautica, literal sweats when I go down. Like I tried to make a video.
Uh-huh.
And there's like when I'm playing by myself, I literally like have panic attacks because there's at a point where you like get out from like the reef.
Uh-huh.
And it's just
water
open and it freaks me out. I can't do it, even in a video game. So that's why I probably wouldn't also waterbend. Earthbending is dope. That one I would possibly think about regardless of the fact that you need a source.
Yeah, I think Boomy makes me want to be an earth. So I think I would probably pick earth.
You hear that, Boomy?
Yeah. But like Appa, my dog, yes. I think I'd go with airbending.
Airbending.
Plus, if you get into the darker stuff, which is in like the extended universe, whatever.
The manga.
You can suck the air and oxygen out of people and kill them that way. Like oh you have bloodbending.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can suck the air and oxygen out of people.
Damn.
Of course, that's a bit darker.
Yeah. But. All right, so let's hear it, waterbender. Why would you
anyways,
do
if you want to get some real dark shit, nothing gets darker than waterbending. You guys you're are like,
go
ooh,
the
fire.
Bloodbending.
I could burn people. Ooh, earth. I could crush. Oh, I could suck someone's air out. I can literally bend your blood. I can
okay, but you need a full
bending.
Moon.
Doesn't matter. No, you don't need a full moon if you have the right lineage. And I'm
yeah,
if
but...
if we're talking about like straight full power of a bend of bending, I would absolutely pick water bending. One, blood bending is legit like the most OP bending in the series. It is busted.
It's pretty crazy.
Legit people who should have no reason to be fighting avatars are out here like 1v1ing avatars because bloodbending is overpowered as shit.
1v1 me, mate.
Two, I can freeze anything at will. Bro, how is that not OP?
Okay, but it has to have water.
Yeah, you have to like freeze water. You're not just freezing.
And then finally, three, if you are a good enough waterbender, you can literally bend water out of the air. Let's not act like that has not been in the
series. You had to take that from living things, though.
Okay, and?
Yeah, so it's not out of air. At the cost of killing things.
Yeah, but
you sick.
Oh, no, Plant McGee over here.
That or as we did see, if you sweat enough, which I guess maybe I should become a waterbender because I'll have plenty of sweat.
You would do great.
Yeah,
waterbending is so versatile, and you guys are not giving it the credit it deserves.
I respect that, though. That's a sleeper ass.
I could fly.
Yeah, I like Earth. I'm all around it. You know what I mean? I'm a hoo-hoo. That's what I do.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, ha.
I always thought about that, though. Like, if bending was real, I feel like civilization would have such a hard time doing anything because people just destroy everything.
Well, that's
and
what they say
just
in,
like,
in like My Hero Academia, that like the progress of humans like stopped because everybody got like superpowers. Like, so it never, like, advanced. Like, they said we'd be having vacations on the moon, but because people got quirks, everything slowed down.
Who needs vacations on the moon when you got quirks, bro?
All right, I have a question. I wrote into the Patreon. They selected it. Wow, very cool. We have a question
wow.
from Rob.
Okay, yes. From Tumbleweed Blaze 420.
Nice. My question is, who do you guys think is revealed tomorrow in the Super Smash reveal, I would say?
Ooh, I'm
by the
I'm
way just to preface
Dante.
This is on Wednesday and yeah. This comes out Sunday, so you guys already know who
it
is.
Like
it we don't
Dante for me.
Dante. Oh,
so you
feel
with
like
the leaks.
I feel like they've done a lot of because who someone from Capcom or the Devil May Cry team said look out for these dates, and one was January 16th, and who lo and behold the direct for Smash is January 16th.
Now, the newest Devil May Cry was the third one, right?
Fifth.
Okay. Fifth. See, now here's my theory.
Great game, by the way.
I think it's Sora because in the post, They had the guy put three fingers up. So Kingdom Hearts 3, it's coming.
Oh God.
What are you laughing at?
I'm hoping for Steve. Steve.
That'd be cool too. I'd be super down.
No, that would not be cool.
You wouldn't? Really?
I would not. That's so dumb.
His moveset's so easy though. His neutral B, he pulls out his bow and arrow. This attack, he pulls out a pickaxe. This attack, he pulls like
a sword.
Yeah, it'd be super easy.
He'd be a sword character.
Another swordy. Just what we needed. Well, so will Dante.
Yeah, no, I hope it's not Dante. I hope it's Sora, even though he would probably also be a sword character.
The leaks from a while ago.
It's a key.
I'd totally be down for Doomguy. I think that'd be interesting. Plus, I like Doomguy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but see, I don't even know. Like, I was telling Rob earlier, like, since Joker and Hero and Terry Bogard, I have no idea.
Terry Bogard.
I didn't see any of those coming.
I didn't see Terry Bogard, or I don't even know who
Banjo
Hero
was
is.
A meme, and it was kind of like, oh, yeah. So, like, they did it. And that was and kind of like, yeah, it was kind of like, I didn't think this would happen, but I saw it. Like, makes sense.
This one's for the fans, kind of.
Yeah, but the other ones was like, what? And I think they all have a good place in the game. I think they've always done a good part of that. It's just, I never know.
I think Sakurai put three fingers up because he said Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming. I'm with Sammy on this one.
Another sortie.
Yeah, dude, why not? And then he can, like, but then, like, you can play as Sora, you could play as, like, Ventus, you could play as, like, Roxas, you could play as, like, Axel. You could play as like Sephiroth. Maybe?
I'm hoping new Pokemon Eevee. Come on. Yes. Yes.
That'd be kind of cool. And Eevee.
We might eventually get, because they did with Greninja and then with Incineroar, we might get a Gen
8?
Gen 8 Pokemon.
What if you get what's the blue, the third evolution of that blue one?
Oh, if we get Inteleon, I'm returning the game. They can have that.
Oh, no, please don't.
Yeah, no.
If they put any Pokemon in, the only choice is Rillaboom.
Blue, with no leaks provided, would you pick Dante still?
I would still pick Dante.
Oh.
Dante is probably one of the most requested ones.
Would you be happy with Dante?
I would be very happy with Dante. Dante would fit so well into Smash.
You know who I like?
Who?
Cuphead.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Plus, if they did his animation style, another 2D. Hey, what did you?
Yeah, you.
Oh, you want to get roasted now? Hey, come on now.
That's some of our favorite
about
content.
What about Cuphead? Huh?
Cuphead.
You not play? Did you not like Cuphead?
I don't care for Cuphead.
Oh, dude, now I hate you. You had my back earlier.
This is more egregious than Rob about turn-based games.
What about the tumbleweed? Is it worse than that?
I don't know. Okay, you can't honestly say that.
Wow. All right, yeah, Blue. You suck. Wow.
Really? I love Cuphead.
Well, and then like if they did like kind of a Game & Watch style with him, like Game & Watch is a terrible
plus
fighter.
Plus you have Cuphead, Mugman, those would be his alternates.
But then like the way Game & Watch moves is so cool. Like I just think it's so interesting that he still moves as like how the 4D characters move, but he's 2D. Like I think it's really cool. And they could do that with him.
Well, plus on top of that, yeah, the way they animated it, Cuphead, like the 30s cartoons and stuff, has its own animation style.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, his moveset, I feel like you could just pull from all the different kind of perks and stuff you can put on him.
Yeah.
That could be his different stuff. I think it'd be fun.
Super sick.
But Blue disagrees.
Yeah, Blue thinks
you know what?
Dante.
I think Dante is a little... But I didn't say anything, all right? Jeez.
Nobody wants Cuphead and Smash. Nobody's out here like,
I don't
like,
want
oh,
Dante.
Cuphead.
I want Cuphead.
All right, well, you're a minority in this situation, unfortunately.
I've never played a Devil May Cry game, so is it turn-based?
You know what?
Maybe.
I want Ninja.
Actually dope.
Ninja or Bust. He's in Fortnite. Let's get him in Smash.
That'd be really cool.
Really? Would it?
Yeah. That'd be cool. Why not?
No.
You have him Pon-Pon as like one of the celebrations.
Oh my god.
No, his Pon-Pon is like a critical hit. Like if you hit at the tip of his Pon-Pon, just like ting, it's like a nine. Yeah.
They get him at the tip. That's hilarious.
That is crazy though, that they added a ninja skin. Like a literal ninja skin.
Like it's not,
it's
like
not even like
an homage.
Yeah, not even, it's literally ninja in his getup with his logo and his name and everything.
Do you think they paid him? Or do you think they were like, hey, like...
He might get, like, percentage of the sales.
He absolutely gets paid.
Yeah, he's probably getting percentage.
They probably did something like that. Per skin sale or something like that?
Something like that. It had to work out some deal.
Yeah, probably, like, 30%.
Because even if I was Ninja, I'd be flattered, but I'd be like, but you're also paying me. Like,
wow, I do love your game, but where's the cheddar at?
Well, because he'd also be like, I know I'm going to sell you a lot of skins for this. Like, come on.
Do you think this is going to start, like, you'll see a Tim the Tatman skin now, and now we'll see, like, a Nick Merck skin or, like, an XQC skin?
I guess it could open the door, but I wouldn't mind if it was limited just to a ninja. Just because of, like, the cultural significance he had. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what you think of the guy or whatever, his content, or if you've never liked him or whatever, it's undeniable the cultural effect he's had. So I think an homage to it is fitting.
Yeah. But you don't see this opening the door for, like, a Valkyrie. See, now you knocked him, dude. We had it going for so long, dude. We were about to end the podcast with him. And now
he's just chilling. Nice. Yeah. Big chilling.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's fine.
You comfortable, Blue?
Yeah, we all right.
Okay, we all right.
We all right, chat.
All right, but you know what's not all right? That we got to end the podcast.
That's the worst transition.
Yeah, that is the worst. And the saddest. Because it means
it's over.
Yeah. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
Nice. You can find me everywhere at Rabby V.
Mr. Fruit. And more or less.
If you want more tumbleweed tweets, follow me and shit.
No, jeez.
I was literally like driving like, what the fuck are up with these tumbleweeds, man? Like, I hate this shit.
I can't believe you thought. And then I came compared it to a caterpillar and then I came home. Butterfly.
And they're two different. Never mind. We'll catch you guys next week.
We're ending it here. Thank you for watching. We'll have stories from PAX South next week.
Banger stories. I'm getting fucked up.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.